Welcome to episode 11 of the You Matter podcast with Noonday Collection. I'm Whitney Ray, and today's episode will feature Karen Gibbs as she shares about the craft culture in Guatemala. It is going to be a phenomenal episode. I cannot wait for you to hear directly from Karen as she shares about the artisans and the culture that are represented in Guatemala and through our artisan partners. As always, though, I want to remind you that the You Matter podcast was created to communicate to ambassadors how you matter and connect you with the stories of impact happening because of you. Without ambassadors, Noonday just would not exist. And I love seeing the comments using the You Matter hashtag on the Facebook wall. This podcast really wants to be the beginning of a conversation within the community. And all the comments that you guys post, that keeps this conversation going. And I appreciate it so much. Robin Wright shared this. She said, traveling with the family and catching up on You Matter podcast. If you need some motivation to bravely ask those potential hostesses, hop over there and listen. Oh gosh, I'm so glad you're finding the podcast informative and that you feel empowered, Robin, after listening. If you happen to be listening in to your very first episode of You Matter, I want to encourage you to go over to iTunes, subscribe, and feel free to listen to all the other episodes in the podcast, and hopefully you'll feel inspired and encouraged as well. And because we know your time matters, I want to remind you about the weekly Ignite calls that have moved to Mondays at noon. Because Noonday. And so that's noon Central Standard Time. These calls will be recorded and available just for the following week after the call. The calls are fun, they're short, and they're going to share with you just what you need to do at your trunk show that specific week so you can make the most of the selling season we have through the end of the year. To learn more, search Ignite on Bloomfire to get all the details. Now, I get extremely excited about Noonday's mission. There in the front cover of your lookbook, you can see it. It says, together we are building a flourishing world where people have jobs, children are cherished, women are empowered, and we are connected. In episode 10, we heard from Tamara, and she shared how people have jobs and what dignified job creation looks like with our artisan partners. In episode 6, she shared about what it means for children to be cherished, specifically with artisan partners in Uganda. And then in episode 5, we heard about what it means for women to be empowered in Ethiopia. So it is now my great pleasure to share with you a little bit more about how we are all connected. In episode 1 of You Matter, Karen Gibbs shared about India, and it has been one of our most listened to and loved episodes. So it is so exciting to be able to feature Karen Gibbs again. She is Noonday's leader of artisan relations and production, and today she will be sharing about craft culture in Guatemala.
So I had the great pleasure of going to Guatemala in September on behalf of Noonday Collection to visit with our partners and also just to see what's happening in Guatemala. So we went down to attend the New World Craft Trade Show in Antigua, Guatemala, which is one of the most interesting and creative trade shows, I think, in the world today. I would even say it's small. It's about 100 different artisan producer groups, designers, and export companies from Guatemala. About 80% are from Guatemala and 20% are from around Central America. And it's a show that happens every year. And it's just a great touchstone, right, to see what's happening in this sector. For Noonday, we use it as an opportunity to see what's new in the marketplace, perhaps to identify some new groups if we're looking for new groups to take on, and also as an opportunity for us to touch base with the existing groups and partners that we have on the ground. So it's held in a stunning location at the Casa Santo Domingo Hotel in Antigua, so it's sort of hard not to be inspired to buy because the setting is so beautiful. And it lasts for 2 days. So I visited that show, which was a great time for us to touch base with our partners, see some of the new products they're working on, meet with some of our artisan partners. We got to meet Cristobal and sit down for coffee and review some of his new designs he has in development for Noonday. So that was wonderful. But it also gives us an opportunity. For me, it gives me sort of this touch base point to see how is the craft sector doing in Guatemala. And I have to say, it's thriving. the amount of innovation, right? The number of new designers, Guatemalan designers who are working with artisan groups, the number of new artisan groups who are introducing new materials to old techniques, are finding ways to apply old techniques to new product categories, right? You see a lot of innovative product and you see a lot of new companies come up, which is really exciting because it means that the craft economy and the craft export business in Guatemala is growing and it's thriving. And Noonday is a part of that, right? So what I could see in the groups that we met with is that Noonday is contributing to this innovation, to this trend of innovation and this trend of development. And we should be phenomenally proud of that, right? For all of the products that we're able to sell, for the new products that we design, for the promotion of stories around these amazing artisan groups, we're part of a movement. We're contributing to this movement that's bringing new opportunities to Guatemala and to Guatemalan artisans. So it was nice to see that this, that we're making a difference. And then we're part of a bigger difference that's seeping into other niches and other sectors of the Guatemalan market. So that's really exciting to see and to know that we've made such a contribution to it. Guatemala is one of my favorite countries. There's no question about it. And the reason is really, of course, because I'm such an artisan, you know, fan, it has an incredibly rich craft culture. And it's not just a historic culture. It's not just a craft culture where you can go into museums and you can see old pieces and you can understand some of the anthropological and cultural origins of where those crafts came from, how they were used, how they evolved. It's not just that. It's that craft is alive today. I truly believe that craft and the artisan sector and cultural enterprises can be a driver of economic development. It's one of the reasons to me why artisan matters, right? Why this artisan sector matters. Why do we work in this space? Why do we know that this work makes a difference in people's lives? And why is it that we want to continue working in it? Part of that reason is because we know that the craft sector is a cultural-based sector, right? These are skills, these are techniques, these are traditions, these are materials and motifs that are indigenous, right? So it means it's sort of it's a low-hanging fruit in terms of an economic opportunity. These are resources that people in remote areas of Guatemala, people with very little economic means, have this competitive advantage, right? They have these amazing skills. They have an infrastructure that has always allowed and encouraged craft. So it's a real opportunity. If we want to make a difference in Guatemala, we want to work in the craft sector, right? It's a richness. So that's one thing. The other is that it is just teeming with diversity. Right? You go from one village to the next and you see the difference in the craft in the local market. These are villages that are just a few miles apart. Right? You see the difference in the clothing that the women and that are the men are wearing. In one town, they have black and white striped pants. The men wear black and white striped pants with a wide red belt. In the next town over, they're wearing blue and kind of a blue plaid, almost skirt-like bottom to theirs. You know, the sense of uniqueness from one town to another really shows how alive craft is today. It's not an ancient technique that's been, you know, put into a museum to study. It's truly alive today. And that's important to me for a couple of reasons. One, the economic value, but also the sense of pride, right? Culture is something that nobody can knock off. Nobody can replicate somebody's culture. It provides them with a sense of identity. It provides them with a sense of pride. It provides them with a sense of dignity and ownership. And by working in the craft sector and by supporting these craft enterprises, we are supporting that. We're valuing them not just as somebody who can make a product that we can sell, but we're valuing them because of the culture that they come from. We see value in that. And I think that's probably one of the biggest side effects or one of the biggest indirect impacts that we all make in appreciating these artisan products, in buying them, in promoting them, and in knowing that we're supporting these artisan groups. So it's one of the reasons why I love Guatemala so much, because that craft culture is so alive, because it's so tangible, and because it's such an enormous asset. That seems, though, in great comparison to the economic statistics. It's hard to imagine after you've visited Guatemala that it is indeed one of the poorest countries, I think the 10th poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. The World Bank reports that 8 out of 10 Guatemalans live in poverty. It's one of the largest economies in Central America, so we would think it would be one that could drive to greater economic status. But it's also the one that has some of the greatest inequality in terms of economic development. So I think that we should even be more proud of our work in Guatemala, because it's a country that needs us so badly. It's a country that has such resources and such opportunity, and it needs partners like Noonday to be working on the ground, selling these products, promoting this culture, appreciating this culture, valuing these artisan groups, and really creating opportunities that can help lift these artisans, lift these communities, lift these women out of poverty, and provide them opportunities going forward. So it is indeed one of the most colorful and diverse and vibrant places to visit. So in that diversity, in that vibrancy, how we can find and continue to convert those artisan skills into opportunities is where we all can contribute to this flourishing world, because it is flourishing in Guatemala. So what we, I think, receive from a visit to Guatemala is a sense of that pride and that dignity that we find in the craft sector, which I think is the same pride and dignity that we actually find in selling artisan products. And they live with it. They live with it around them all the time. So if you look at the groups that we work with in Guatemala, right, they're ones that are led by families, they're led by young entrepreneurs, just like we are, right? Noonday is a community of entrepreneurs. Every ambassador out there, you are a social entrepreneur. You're making a difference in your community, you're making a difference in your family, and you're making a difference by connecting with these artisans in Guatemala and elsewhere. So it's such a rich environment to work in, and one of my favorite places to visit. But when I think about why I am so proud of how Noonday is working in Guatemala, it really impressed me this trip. Noonday's doing a couple of things really, really right in Guatemala, and they came shining through in our visits. So after a day in Antigua, we were able to travel up to Santiago, Atitlan, and visit with Rosario. We actually tried to recreate an ambassador visit, right? We wanted to pretend like we were ambassadors on this visit and see what they saw as they were visiting these workshops. So we visited, we stayed in the same Posada Santiago in Santiago Atitlan. We visited with Rosario. We took a boat across Lake Atitlan and visited with Ana and Angelica, right? So it really reinforced how well Noonday is working in Guatemala. And there's a few reasons why Noonday is working so well. One is this true approach to collaborative design. So Noonday has really harnessed some of these skills and some of these motifs and some of this culture and been able to convert it, right, develop it into really innovative products that still speak very much to the craft culture, right, and that sense of pride in Guatemala, but also are very marketable. So that whole approach to collaborative design, which Noonday has succeeded at in all aspects of its work, but it was especially apparent on our trip to Guatemala. The other aspect of the work, Noonday's work in Guatemala, is how Noonday is really supporting these rising social entrepreneurs, artisan entrepreneurs. Obviously, so much of our work that we are motivated in doing is to make sure that artisans, right, that the maximum number of people can can earn the maximum amount of income so that they can change their lives. But we know in order to do that, we really need to seek out some real social entrepreneurs, some real artisan entrepreneurs who are the leaders in their communities. And we've done that in Guatemala. We're working with some amazing artisan leaders who have a vision for their future and have a vision for how important the craft sector is to Guatemala. So Noonday's ability to not just provide all these jobs, but also to support these leaders means there's a real future. We're paving a path of leadership and future in Guatemala for these artisan entrepreneurs. And one person who really stuck out to me was Ana from San Juan Laguna, who will be one of the speakers at Shine. So if you haven't met her yet, you have to come, because this woman is going to change the face of Guatemala. She's has chosen not to marry, which is quite different for her village and the community that she's from. Most young women are marrying at a very young age, 15, 18. She's in her 20s. She's chosen not to marry because she wants to finish her education first. Ana is the leader of a cooperative in San Juan La Laguna that works with backstrap loom textiles, so and cutting and sewing textiles and some foot looms. So this is a really indigenous craft, right? The amount of backstrap loom production in Guatemala is it's vast. So she works with these women. So not only is she so committed to applying a business model to this cooperative structure, right, I'm really dedicated to that. So that's first. The second is she teaches English in her local town. So she spends her time to make sure that next generation of student is equipped with some of the English skills they need in order to compete in the global marketplace today. And then last is she's pursuing her own education. So she is just finishing her bachelor's degree, or the equivalent of, and is already has her sights set on studying for a master's. So here's this young woman who's just taking the world by force. She sees the importance of the craft sector. She's incredibly savvy in how she runs this cooperative. She also knows that she needs to educate herself in order to be this leader to the next stage of development of the craft sector. She is the future of Guatemalan craft sector and other women like her, and I am so immensely proud that Noonday found her and has supported her and is really accompanying her on this path of success. And we can all be proud of that role that we have in supporting her and providing this path to success for her. Meeting her is a gift to all of us. It reminds us how we're all more the same than we are different, that we all have the same needs, that we all have very much the same desires in terms of creating a brighter future forward. So she's just a gem, and it was really exciting to meet her. Another story I heard, which was from Siggy, who had accompanied a group of ambassadors, really stuck with me. She had served as a translator for some ambassadors visiting, I believe it was Rosaria's workshop in Santiago, Atitlan. And I've never been to an ambassador's visit, but boy, after this story, I am dying to be on the next one. She just talked about how all of the artisans, just in general, so appreciate the ambassador's visit, right? An ambassador's visit to their workshop is a validation of the importance that these women and these artisans are making in the world. But all the artisans had introduced themselves and just thanked all the ambassadors for all the work they're doing to sell their products, and how important it was, the difference it was making in their lives, how much they valued this structure where they can also take care of their children and work from home, and just the value that it provided for them for just a very healthy and secure life. Of course, they wanted to make more and sell, so please sell more. But really, what a difference in how much they valued these visits that we make. And then I guess an ambassador stood up to say, but it's really us as the ambassador community who should be thanking you, the artisans, for making these products that have such story and such meaning and such uniqueness to them. you know, it's because of artisans producing such amazing products, which such amazing cultural context and such amazing story, that Noonday has such a unique product to sell and bring into the world. So it's really a sense of mutual appreciation and mutual benefit. And I think that's something that rings true for all of us in this work we do. We do it for a greater sense of purpose and a greater sense of meaning. We're providing incredible income to artisans, and that was very apparent in the work that that Noonday is doing in Guatemala. But we're also providing this great sense of dignity, this great sense of pride, this great sense of validation of the culture from which these artisan products come from and where these artisans live and thrive. And that value, our ability to value their culture, is going to be one of the driving forces for the future of the artisan sector. And I'm just so proud of how Noonday can capture that, how we capture it through artisan stories, how we capture it through visits like this. And I'm just so proud of the work that Noonday is doing.
Karen, thank you so much for all that you just shared. What I loved is how you said that Noonday values our artisan partners, not just for the product that they make, but you value them for the culture that they come from. Thank you for creating that sense of connection for us and sharing more about their culture so that we as ambassadors can carry that forward into our trunk shows. You know, as I have had the honor of being able to travel twice now to Guatemala, I've gotten to sit with Rosario and with Cristobal and with Anna and Angelica and their groups. And I know firsthand that the work they're doing is creative, it's beautiful, but it's also very reflective of their culture. So now for me, when I go into a trunk show and I'm styling the Angelica scarf, I, of course, style it, show how to wear it several different ways, and talk about it being one of our number one selling scarves. But then I share, this weave that you see is absolutely beautiful. But if you travel to the Lake Atitlan region, as you walk up the hill to visit Angelica and their workshop, and if you look around, you will find this weave all throughout their village, because this is a reflection of a weave that is traditional and a reflection of their culture. And I love that. So I say, you know, this is something their grandmothers have taught them how to do. And what an honor it is for us to get to wear this scarf, absolutely enjoy all the different ways to style it and the beautiful colors. But you're also wearing a piece of the culture of Noonday. And you have that opportunity to share that as everybody compliments you on your unique scarf. It's really a gift. It's really an amazing thing that we are able to do to connect women in our hometown with women in Guatemala through this beautiful handmade craft. It's really an amazing opportunity for us as an ambassador. And as we're talking about how we create that sense of connection at our trunk shows, it is my pleasure to introduce you to Jenny Riley. She has been an ambassador since March of 2014, and she's from Houston, Texas. She was able to travel to Guatemala on an artisan trip this summer, and she's going to share with us what it was like to create a sense of connection between herself and the artisan partners, and the ways she was able to carry that forward into her trunk shows this fall. As you listen in, Jenny will be sharing about how her own personal faith affected that connection. We know that ambassadors at Noonday come from a wide variety of backgrounds, but together we are all seeking to create a flourishing world where people have jobs, children are cherished, women are empowered, and we are connected. So as you listen in, you may have a different faith background, or you may have a different belief system, but we know that together we are all working to create that sense of connection together. So I hope you enjoy hearing directly from Jenny.
So I was privileged to get to travel to Guatemala this summer to meet our artisan partners there. Going into it, I was so excited, but also a little nervous. I don't speak Spanish, so I wondered how I would be able to connect with the artisans there. I worried I would be awkward and I wouldn't have anything to say to them, but then we got there. And the first group that we met with was Rosario's group. And Rosario shared with us about her family and about her business. And it was a really neat time together. And as our time together was coming to a close, she shared with us more personally just about how she had been struggling a bit lately, just with feeling overwhelmed and somewhat depressed. She's just got a lot going on in her life, raising two little girls, and she's going back to school on the weekends and traveling to go back to school. Plus, she's running this business here. And it's just a lot. And she was rather emotional sharing this with us. And then she said that she really felt like our being there that day was a reminder from God. Just a sweet encouragement to her, that what she's doing matters and just to keep going. And it was so, so sweet to get to be a part of that encouragement to her. And Claudia Hazen, who was there with us and was translating for us, did an amazing job. Asked if we could pray for her. And I was standing closest, so Claudia asked if I would pray for her. So I put one hand on Rosario and one on her daughter and just asked God to bless them, bless their family, bless their business. And it was just this beautiful moment that I just got to pray over them. And here I was worrying that I wouldn't ever feel a connection with these artisans. And the very first group that we go to meet, I'm crying and they're crying. And it was just this really sweet, sweet moment. You know, part of our branding says that we are building a flourishing world where we are all connected. And in that moment, I felt so connected to them. And I knew that once I got back, I would want to do whatever I could to make her life a little easier, right? To sell her products and to help support her and her family. And then after we met with her, we met with Cristobal's group and Anna's group and Angelica's group. And I felt that same connection and that same desire to want to come back and to help support them as best that I could. You know, I believe that connection fuels passion and that passion is contagious. So that experience that I had there with them, no doubt, has carried over into my business. And while I don't share that particular story about Rosario at trunk shows, I have no doubt that the connection that I made there has increased my passion. And I think that passion comes across to my customers. I had a show on Thursday, this past Thursday, and I introduced our new gift bundles. And then I also talked to the people there about the Guatemalan gift bundle that's not listed on there on the flyer because it's not really a gift bundle. It's just one that I've made up. But it's just the Pacifica scarf made by Anna's group and the Pacaya cuff made by Rosario's group. I love both of those pieces. I love them together. They're both on sale. So, you know, I said you can get both of these for right around $60. And y'all, people bought the Pacifica scarf and they bought the Pacaya cuff because I think that our customers truly want to be a part of these stories and they want to connect with our artisans. The last thing that I'll share is that with every artisan group that we visited, we ask the artisans there what their dreams were, what they would like to see for their business. And every time they answered, it was about expanding their impact within their community. Nobody talked about getting a bigger house or fancy clothes or going on a big trip. It was all about wanting to hire more workers, wanting to reach more people, wanting to be able to, you know, have a huge workspace and with tons of people there working and being able to touch so many lives in their community. And y'all, we have the opportunity to come alongside them and help them see those dreams fulfilled. What a privilege, right? But it's going to take all of us working together. You know, right now, I am so thankful for you girls up north who are selling alpaca, okay? Because ain't nobody in Houston buying alpaca right now, okay? I can't sell those scarves or arm warmers for anything right now. But all of us working together can support all of our different artisan groups. And we can see our artisan partners in Guatemala have their dreams fulfilled. And also, Jalia and Daniel have their dreams fulfilled in Uganda. And Betty in Ethiopia. And all of those different groups can see their dreams fulfilled when we all work together. But I'm going to add my voice to the choir of saying that you matter. You really do matter. Whether your last trunk show was $300 or whether it was $3,000, your efforts matter. All of your efforts, the email you're sending to try to get someone to host, the mini lookbook that you hand to someone you see at Target, the pictures you're posting on Instagram or Facebook to try to drum up business, all of your efforts matter. They matter to our artists and partners. And I am just honored to get to come alongside all of you and be a part of this journey in helping reach so many people across the world and helping these sweet women that I've met in Guatemala and men see their dreams fulfilled of getting to reach their communities.
Thank you so much for sharing, Jenny, and for creating just one more piece of connection for all of us who are listening. So as you listen to Jenny and as you listen to Karen share about Guatemala, I hope you caught the vision yet again that Noonday is about so much more. When I hear about the creativity and the uniqueness that Guatemala's craft culture represents, and I really do get this sense of honor that as an ambassador, I get to carry that culture into homes here in my town. I hope you feel very honored as well. It truly is a gift that the artists and partners have given to us to have dignified work. You know, after my first trip to Guatemala a little over a year into my time with Noonday, I realized afresh how much I really needed the artisans in order to have dignified work, just like they needed me to expand their marketplace so they could grow their work. We sat down, we shared a meal together, we went around in a circle and shared our reasons for work and what it's meant to us, as you've heard, you know, Karen and Jenny share about as well. Ambassadors and artisans, as we left, we realized that there was so much more that we had in common than we had that made us different. So as you bring Noonday into home after home, as you set it up, as you style in story, as you load up your car and do it again and again and again, I hope you're carrying with you the dignity of the work you have as an ambassador, the dignity of being able to bring in items that reflect a beautiful and diverse craft culture in Guatemala. It's really an honor and a gift, and I hope you feel that and feel inspired as you go into the end of your holiday selling season with Noonday. Now, please take a moment and share anything that you take away from today's episode. I'd love it if you shared it on the Facebook wall using the hashtag YouMatter. I really want to keep this conversation going until next time. And as you share, we will absolutely drive content, and I would love to share your voice on a podcast soon. Thanks for listening in, and we will talk again soon.